Today, I want, before we start the next sugya, I want to discuss that nesivus that I began yesterday. As I indicated to you yesterday, it's something that a number of achrayim talk about in a number of different places. We'll discuss it today, and then I believe on Ayin Tesa Medveis we're going to come back to it. The nesivus discusses a pratiyistik ashayla, which is totally in a very kloliyistik ashayla. The prat that the nesivus discusses is the question of what kinyan is made on a rental. When you rent an apartment or you rent a field, whatever it is that you rent, real estate, what kinyan is made on real estate? What is what I mean kinyan? I mean that the landlord can't be chayzer. You have an oral agreement with him to rent for 2 years, and then he changes his mind. He wants someone else to move in. Does he have a right to change his mind? Well, that depends if he made a kinyan. Like all dinim mominis, a person who says something is supposed to keep his word, anyway. But if he wants to change his mind, you can't force him. Unless you made a kinyan. So which kinyan? So the Ma'arit holds that it's the same kinyan as all kinyane karka. That you, just like if you buy karka, you need certain kinyanim. The same thing if you rent karka, you have to make a kinyan on the karka. Make a kinyan, like our Gemara says, no gadar aparat. You go in and you do something in the apartment or in the field. And if you do a kinyan, so that's a kinyan gomer, and then it's kaina. Marit Sechensu, a number of Gemaras, first our Gemara, he says, you see that for her to be kind of Sphirus, she needed no Gadar Uparat. And then another Gemara he brings is that Maisa, Reb Gamliel and this Canaan, when they were on a boat, and Reb Gamliel saw this man of Vidu Maisus came, he had to give all the Maisus away. So he was Machne, he was the boat. His Tavua was in his property. So he went over to a Kayin and to a Levi, and to Rabbi Kiva was the Gabbai of the Aniyim. And he was Machne to them, the Maisa in his field, with the Karka where it was sitting. And the Gemara says, Mekayme Muschalai, they gave him a Pruta. They gave Rabbi Gamliel a Kinyan Kesef. They gave him money. In exchange for the money, they were kind of the Karka. And the payers that were on the karka. Gemara says, "Makaymai muschalai." Gamliel didn't give away the karka; he rented it. And you see in that Gemara that they did a kinyan kesef. So says to Marit, it needs regular kinyanim. It needs regular dinei kinyan. The Machne Ephraim, on the other hand, says that no, for schiros you don't need a kinyan, like when you buy. For schiros, hishtamshus is good enough. If you go in and you put your things down, you hang up your clothing in the closet, or you put your things into the cabinets, or you move in your linen on the beds, whatever hishtamshus, the Machne Ephraim says hishtamshus is a good kinyan for rentals. It's not a good kinyan for buying, but for renting, hishtamshus, a normal type of hishtamshus, a bailim, that's good. One raya he brings is a case where I buy a right to walk through your field or your vineyard. I have a field on the other side. It's a tercha for me to go around. So I come to you, and either I ask your permission or I rent from you a right to walk through. So it says, how am I kaina? If I walk through once, on the das that this is the right that I purchased, so that's the kinyan. Walking through, what does that mean? That means hishtamshus. Doesn't mean I have to make a separate kinyan. I make hishtamshus is a good enough kinyan for schiros. That's the shita of the Machne Ephraim.
The right from the kinyan
is real. Maybe it's a right, because it was far away. So maybe the Marilyn agreed that if
hishtamshus, then it's better not.
I used Paris were there. Why isn't that an hishtamshus? Okay. That's the Nesivis brings, he himself, he has the kasha, and he brings the Ketzaisis kasha. He says, what's the raya from the case of Rav Gamliel? Or as a matter of fact, what's the raya from our case? What's the raya? For Rav Gamliel, you have to do a kinyan. The Machne Ephraim is made if you do a kinyan, it's good. The Machne Ephraim says, the Shtamshus is also good. But Rav Gamliel, they couldn't do any Shtamshus, they were on the boat. His tvua was there, but it wasn't his tvua until he was kind of the kaka. It was there from before. So what's the raya b'chlal from the mice of Rav Gamliel that you have to do a kinyan? In the case of Rav Gamliel, they had to do a kinyan. There was nothing else they could do. Well, here in the case of the Isha, Zok to Ktsais, in the case of the Isha, they did a kinyan because the get wasn't hers yet until she was kind of the get. And she was kind of the get by being kind of the karka. So the fact that the get was there was not an ishtamshus. So, b'chlal, what's the raya? Here they did a kinyan. Because, certainly in the case of Rav Gamliel, they had nothing else they could do. What about an agamara? So the Siva says that's what the marit must mean. That why couldn't she just go in and use the field? So he says from Rav Gamliel it's not a raya, and the three other rayas the Marit brings not a raya, but our Gemara he says is a raya, because she could have just gone in and like you say sat down there or hung up her coat there. She could have done something there. So he says from our Gemara that's the Marit's raya, but from the Gemara of Rav Gamliel it's taka not a raya. Well, they have no choice. What are they going to do? So that's why they did a kinyan. Now, yes.
I mean, the shamshus that happens at that moment, like when she hangs up her coat, it's done, like the kinyan's finalized. Because I'm saying here, I mean, Colvin was really concerned with the guy dying, so closing the door—that's the quickest thing you can do.
It's quicker than putting down her.
The thing, what exactly? It's putting down one thing and it's done. That's it.
I don't know what the shear of Ishtamshus is. You have no right to put things in my house without my permission. So if you come in and you put it in, that's Ishtamshus. That's something that belongs to Bailam. Walking through a shvil is good. Walking through a road path is good. That's also good. Right, this is the way he learns the Maritz Raya. Like you say, maybe it's not such a strong Raya because opening and closing the door is also good. So why do you have to do Ishtamshus? Okay. Now, as I said, this is a Shaila Prati that they discuss. And it's Negeya to a Shaila Kloli. It's Negeya to a general question. Rabbi Chanan, the Kleivet Ha'aris, Simen Nun Gimel, has an Arichos on this Shaila. And he shows it's not the new Shaila. It's an old Shaila. The question is, what does a tenant own in an apartment? When a tenant goes into an apartment, he wants to make a kinyan. So Merit said you need a real kinyan. Machne Ephraim said, Hishtamshus. Why does each person hold of his shita? Because the Merit looks at a rental. When you're renting, you own the apartment for 2 years, for whatever period of time. You're the buyer of the apartment for that period of time. The Machne Ephraim looks at it, that why do I have to own the apartment for a period of time? I'm renting. Who said that I own the apartment? Maybe if I'm renting, I have a schus ishtamshus in the apartment. The apartment belongs to the landlord. He rents to me the right to use the apartment. All I own, all a tenant alone, will be the ishtamshus of the apartment. Mm-hmm. And not the guf apartment.
Yeah,
of the
that
what?
That
but if the Bailam want to be makdami with a kinyan, it's fine. Why would they do it? That's a good question. Okay, well, I'll answer that. I'll answer that in a minute. But this is, like I say, the general question. What happens in an apartment? Yeah, there are a lot of nafkaminas. Rabbi Chanan brings one nafkamina. What happens if the landlord rents you an apartment and later he's makdish it? He makes it hekdish. What's a shayla? Can I keep on living there? if I own the apartment for these 2 years, so he can be Magdish my thing. I own it for 2 years. At the end of the 2 years, it'll become his, it'll become Hegdish. But right now, it's mine for 2 years. If, on the other hand, I only have a shibud on the apartment, but the guf of the apartment could become Hegdish, so then there's a question now of Ni'ila. I'm using a Dabar Shal Hegdish. Or in order to be Magdish it. Yeah, but the Baal could be Magdish that which he owns. He can't be Magdish that which he doesn't own. I have more control over it here than when someone steals it from me. I hear. The question is, could he be Magdish in the first place? So Rabbi Yochanan brings from Rishonim that you could be Magdish. He shows us this Indian is a Machlokes Rishonim. So Vayis Dais Rishus. You have to redefine Rishus. Okay, what? In the Kavod Tzara, Simon Nun Gimel. Nun Gimel.
How is part of this close in the fact? Let's say you didn't backfire it, you just get the Shibud.
The Ishtamshus, yeah.
How does he get the right?
Well, the Kenyan on Ishtamshus is being Mishtamish with it, like we see from the Gemara.
You know,
if I walk through a row, if I want to walk through your carriage.
Ishtamshus is the Kenyan Ishtamshus.
We find such a thing. Let's say somebody hires you for a job. What's the Kenyan you have on the job that he's going to do? It's the beginning of working there. When you start working, that's the Kenyan. So Ishtamshus also that. A second nafkamina, which Rabbi Chanan brings, is the shaila, which is really Rabbi Shlaima Eger's shaila that I had mentioned. If I rent an apartment, and I rent it for a period, for a year, and after half a year, I say, okay, I don't need it anymore, I move out, and I'm meichel to the bialim. Can I retract my mechila? If I'm meichel, that's why there was a mechila. No. Now, once I'm meichel, what happens now? If you hold that I had a kinyan in the apartment in the first place, so then now, when I back out, until I'm maknit to you, mechila is nothing. I'm just meichel. Meichel is nothing. Until I'm maknit to you, the landlord does a kinyan. He doesn't get it back. I own it for a year. So now I'm Michael. Michael doesn't help. We had on Zayin Amar Aleph the concept that if I own something and I say I'm Michael to you, it's garnished. You need a Kenyan. So if you hold that Schirus is that you own the Guf Hadavar, Mechila is garnished. Mashiachin, if you hold that it's just the Schus Ishtamshus, Schus Ishtamshus, like all Schusim, if I'm Misalik myself, if I'm Michael, so then I lose my schus. It doesn't, just like I get it without a kinyan in the guf hakarka, I could give it back without a kinyan in the guf hakarka. And Rabbi Chanan brings a Machne Ephraim that says mechila is good, that mechila works. And it's very geschmack, because Rabbi Chanan's Machne Ephraim that says mechila works is l'shitasai of the Machne Ephraim that we have here in the Nesivis, who says that what? What does Machne Ephraim say? That all I need is shishtamshus. Nach Ephraim is very geschmack, l'shitasai, and he holds that's good enough. So these are the nafkaminas and the two ways to look at Sirius. It's interesting. There's the Machne Ephraim. There's a third Machne Ephraim. He says, what happens if a ger who has no relatives rents an apartment and then he dies? He rented it for a year and he dies. What happens to the apartment? Do we say, what do we normally say by a ger shemeis? Kol ha'kaidim zaycha, whoever comes could get it. Do we say whoever comes could get it? Or do we say it goes back to the landlord? So Bachana brings that the Machnafrayim is Mesupik in this Shaila. The Chayra Lishitasai. But if you hold that the Ger owned it, you should be telling this Machlaikis. If you hold the Ger owned it, he gave it, he gave money, he owned it for a year. So Kalakaidim Zaycha. Whoever comes should be Zaycha. What? Right, the guy's kind of Zaycha. It's also kind of whatever the Ger owned. But if you hold the Ger only had a Slissish Damshus, so Slissish Damshus when he dies, so the Slissish Damshus should disappear, Lachaira. Should go back to the owner of the Karka. What? Should go. His Chotzer should be kind of the Slissish Damshus for the original Baal, Lachaira. Baal who owns, because the Baal owns the karka, the Slissa Shamshas in the karka.
This guy has a Slissa Shamshas, he died, so
it
wouldn't. Well, the Ger
dies, and at the time he dies, he leaves his object in my chotzer, Avishdameres. I'm kind of. So if he has Slissa Shamshas, and it's in my chotzer, the landlord's chotzer, no, his chotzer should be kind of the Slissa Shamshas. Yeah, but
so the fact that this karka doesn't take away the because even originally he had
the
karka.
Originally, the landlord owned the karka, and the tenant had the slusser shamshes. Now, the slusser shamshes becomes hefker when the ger dies. So why am I not kind of automatically? If he had a pair of shoes that he left in my thing, I'm kind of. So why can't the landlord be kind of? But he has a chatzah mishtameris. It's kind of shlemi daitai. The ger dies and leaves something, and someone else's chatzah mishtameris. He's kind of. And if a ger cotton has a car in my property, and he dies, so when he was alive, it was separate. Now tell me, because the machnefrayim is specific. The others, he seems to be sure. And here. But the brings that he's a Masupik style. Oh, if there was another person being Mishtamish, then you'd be right. I mean, maybe that's the Machnefrayim Safik. If someone else was, then you'd be right. Why not?
Why
If I buy a field, I certainly have a list of shamshes. No? I don't think the Machnefrayim disagrees that a kinyan helps with list of shamshes. He's only saying the list of shamshes is enough. Any kinyan on the karka, any ownership of the gufa karka. I don't understand. If I buy Rav Gamliel on the boat, he was makna the karka, so they weren't kind of supposed to shamshes. And they gave him kesef. Rav Gamliel was on the boat. So I understand. So why, if I own the karka and the supposed to shamshes is sitting there, why? I mean, kinyan chotzer doesn't work, so it's not sitting on the karka. Okay, maybe that's not my answer. The Nesivis comes along and he wants to answer the Machne Ephraim from the Kasha from our Sugya. So the Maritz Kasha from our Sugya, he says a Teretz, the Machne Ephraim. He says the following. The Machne Ephraim holds Chus Hishtamshus is Nikta with Hishtamshus. And that's true. But that's only if I'm renting an apartment. Let's say I rent an apartment. What do I want to do there? All I want to do is Hishtamshus. So I'm kind of with Sosa Shabshas. What happens if I rent an apartment to use for Kinyonim? I'm specifically renting this apartment because I want to be kind of things there. I want to use it to be kind of things. Not a common thing. When does a person rent an apartment to be kind of things? So I'll tell you two cases. With someone renting an apartment to be kind of things. One is our story. This Isha, why did she get the apartment? Why was she kind of? She wanted to have this karka to be kind of things in it. To be kind of the get. And Rav Gamliel owned his kainim. Same thing. When Rav Gamliel was makna, the place where the tefuah was. Why did the people want to buy it? Why did Rav Akiva, Rav Eliezer, why did they want it? Not because they wanted the shtamshus there. They wanted to use that karka for kinyan. So zot the nesivis. If you're taking land because you want to use it to kinyanim, so of course you have to own the gufa karka. And then you have to do a kinyan on the gufa karka. The machta family might it to the marit. If you're renting an apartment for kinyanim purposes, so then you have to own the gufa karka. If you want to own the gufa karka, certainly the merit is right. You have to do chazak or kesef or one of the good kinyanim. Machna Ephraim was never disputing that. Machna Ephraim is talking about a normal tenant, a normal person. He's renting just for schus hashtamshus. You rent an apartment to live in. You're not renting it for kinyanim. You're renting it for schus hashtamshus. So after Machna Ephraim, for that, if you're mishtamish, you could be zechik as schus hashtamshus in it. If you want to use it for kinyanim, you want to be kind of things there. In Achinami, the Machna Ephraim will agree to the marit that there's such a thing as a renter being kind of the gufa karka. And that answers why in our Gemara it had to be that way. In our Gemara you had to be kind of the gufa karka. Why do you have to be kind of the gufa karka? Because she wanted to use that karka for kinyan chatzar, kinyan agav, to be kind of the get. So she had to own the gufa karka.
A vowel is kind of
not similar, even though it has chus hashtamshus. That's a gemara. Vowel. All a vowel has is chus hashtamshus, and yet, if a metzia comes, he's kainet. Yet if a metzia comes, he's kainet. So it's a raya that even when you only have chus hashtamshus, you can be kainet with kinyan. No? What do you say? What do you say? In this same malog, the gufa karka belongs to the isha. The baal has it for peiris. I don't know, by this same malog, does the husband own the guf hakarka as man? Maybe we could try the same shad. By this same malog, he doesn't own it. Why? He can't sell it. He can rent it to other people. She owns the guf hakarka. What? The Baal owns the payers. The Baal owns the payers. Metzia is also payers. The question is, how are you claiming the Metzia? Question's a good question. What? Taisus and the Tap Taisus says, "Kiven the Kanelai Lepeira have a Kiilu Kanelai Gufa Chatzim." So what does Taisus mean? Taisus means if you own the pay, if you own the Schus Hashtamshus, like you own the Gufa Chatzim. So the question is on the Machna Ephraim that if you own the Hashtamshus, it should also be Kiilu Kanelai Gufa Chatzim. Question's a good question. I don't know. Yes? She sells. If she sells or if he sells?
In any case, if somebody's selling a field, whether the fact that the guy has a pair is that the field is being sold.
If she sells the field. Don't you mean?
Yeah.
If she sells the field, whether he still has the payers. So that's fakir. That's a right. She owns the gufa karka. But she makes a problem. Why does the metzia belong to him? So I would tell you, oh, you know what the answer is. The metzia belongs. It could be the chatzar is kind of for her, and then it goes to him. Well, Rashi's saying that the fact that he has a shtamshus makes it his chatzar. It's true. Rashi in the Amud Aleph said, Rabbi Natam certainly said that way in Taisus, that if you have the Tzchus Hashtamshus, you have to go for karka. I don't know. It's a question we'll see this. Good question. Okay. Akoponim. Look, Rav Scheinberg has his sefer on the Nesivis. So take a look if he has the kasha. Alright, Akoponim, what do we come away with for now? We're going to revisit this whole sugya. Because this whole sugya is negaya to the question of who's kind of a mitziah that falls into your apartment. Obviously, it's only geyah to that, which was Nesivis Machalks Rishayim. So we're going to revisit it. But again, what do we come away with? The Shitas Samarit, the Joan the Gufa Karka. Shitas Nach Nefrayim, the way the Nesivis explains it, is you could own the Gufa Karka, but you don't have to. You could own just this list of Shtamshus, you could do a Kinyan on that alone. This is the Yotzim of the Haray. Okay, we're going to start the next sugya. I just want to mention in passing the end of Taisus V'Tezel Iyi. The end of Taisus V'Tezel Iyi is important. Taisus explained that when you give a woman a karka, it's like a nesina, because it goes from his karka to her karka. That was Taisus' language. Even though there's no physical nesina, you have a get that stays on the same spot. Ownership changes. I just want to point out to you the chiddush of that taisus, that that's considered a transference of the get. It's a very big chiddush in taisus, and it has its own difficulties. But we're going to move on because it's time to move on. But it doesn't take away. If you haven't really examined what taisus says, you should take the time to. The Stipler in speaking of Simeon Dalit, I think it was, has a bit of an arichas on this taisus, but we're going to pass it for now. Let's see Vayta Gemara. There's one more thing I have to mention. The previous this sugya with the Shchiv Meira, it's like I feel bad saying goodbye to him. There's another whole inyan here. Again, I'm going to mention briefly. What is Kinyan Chazaka? We spoke about Kinyan Chazaka. No God or apart. Now every time we have Kinyan Chazaka and other Masechtas, I play it safe. I always tell people you have to change the locks or put up a gate. So that's certainly no Gadar Aparetz. The Rush proves from this Gemara, no Gadar Aparetz, you don't have to change the locks. You don't have to put up a gate. This was Shabbos. She couldn't build. She couldn't build here. The Rush says, we see from this Gemara, opening and closing a door is somehow good. So how is that? You go and you close the door, that's good? That's a kinyan chazaka, that shows bailus, because you walk in, you close the door. Go to my house, people could come in, and not everyone closes the door, but usually the kids in the house don't close the door, the guests do. So what's closing the door? So what he says, what the Rush says, is that he has to go over to the door, close it, and right away open it again, to show. Like Kinyas Sudar, you give someone a handkerchief. It's a Kinyas Sudar. You can tell he's not borrowing the handkerchief because he wants to use it. He takes the handkerchief, picks it up, and he gives it back. You know, you can tell it's a Kinyas. So the Rush says that over here in this Gemara, that the Pshat is that you close the door in a way that's nicker, you're doing it L'shem Kinyas. You close the door and then you reopen it. That's how the Rush and the Rambam learn. Taisvis above a vassal learns that you lock it with a key. Taisvis learns that you went in and you locked it with a key. And the two shitas are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If you're looking, what is it? Vilchis Kinyanei Chazaka, it says Yeshayimrim, that you go in, you close the door, and you open it again. Yeshayimrim, that you lock it with a key. And the Sma says they're not arguing. There are two ways of doing a Kinyan Chazaka. But Kaponim, this is the Makar for the Taich of Kinyan Chazaka, that it's something you can do on Shabbos. Obviously, it doesn't mean putting in a new lock, it doesn't mean building, even just opening it. Tell what? The Bechazaka, we don't have a pasuk. The Bechazaka is a key to the Gufa Karaka. The Gemara in Kedushin was that I have a pasuk. It's a real key, it's not just Shtam, Shtam's just like only a pasuk.
What would happen? In the house.
Right.
On the house, right?
So it should also be chazaka. I don't know. I don't know how far we stretch it, but certainly it's got to be something with the karka. No, I'll go there or para. It has to be something to do with it, with the structure.
The,
he says efshir. He says the efshir. Again, we'll look at it later. That I don't think I can't argue with you about that. The all right. Like I said, from this Shlid Meirah story, there are a lot of halachas that we learn from it, but we have to go. We have to say goodbye. If this story would have been written in our time, the end would say that afterwards he miraculously recovered and right, he didn't die. But it doesn't say. V'besech beisa ama ula. Okay, we come back now to what we talked about the first day of this man, Kinyan Chatzer. Just want to chazer what we said then, the Aleph Beis of Kinyan Chatzer. There are two types of Kinyan Chatzer. One is Chatzer HaMishtameres. If you have a house that's Mishtameres, that has a gate around it or a door, and it's a Chatzer HaMishtameres, it's kind of Shalai Medaita. It's kind of Metzias or Chafetzin. You could be 100 miles away, you could be 1,000 miles away. A Chatzer HaMishtameres is kind of even if you're not there. A chotzer she'eino mishtameres. If you have a field that doesn't have a gate around it, doesn't have a door. A chotzer she'eino mishtameres is only kinda if you're oimid b'tzida, only if you're there. You have to be there. If you're there, mishtameres l'daitai, so then it's kinda. Those are the two types of a kinyan chotzer. And the way we explained the shame, the concise to see this. They work two ways. We're not going to change that. Chotze HaMishtameres is Kinyin, is Mitam Shlichus. And Chotze She'ein HaMishtameres, we have to be standing there, is Mitam Yad. That's the way concise to see this learned. Of course, they're talking after the Maskon of Asugya. Right? Asugya is going to say they argue if works Mitam Yad, Mitam Chotze. We'll have to learn the Gemara. But the Maskona, that's what they say. One more thing that we mentioned is that get only works oimid b'tzida. Kinyan get has to work for, the Mishnah said, the hibisach beisa. It works, I shouldn't say because of hibisach beisa, but Ula says, v'ushay medes b'tzad beisa. That's what Ula comes. And Ula tells us that kinyan get only works if you're there. So let's see the Gemara. Amar Ula, v'ushay medes b'tzad beisa. She has to be there. Ubitzat chatzera. She has to be there. Rabbi Kivager in Gilyan Hashas points out Tosis in Erevin Daf Tzadik Beis on Midbeis. Tosis in Erevin says you have to be in the chatzer. You have to be in the chatzer. It's not enough to be next to the chatzer. You have to be mamish in the chatzer. It's not good enough right outside. You have to be inside. So the Kivega means to say that the Gemara says Bitzad Beisa, Bitzad Chatzair, Hoshit Taich Sad is even outside. And Taisvis seems to be a Daichik, Taisvis is Daichik. That Bitzad doesn't mean Bitzad, it means Beseich. What? What? You're standing inside, it's Davok. Gemara says Beloshen Kusha. Dabak Ba. Now let's see Loshen Gemara. What? Zet Seiser. Our. Oh, Seiser, our Gemara, our Taisvis. The Tzad Beisa, that it's not Betzida. Again, how are you going to attach Bitzad? If you find a way to attach mitzvah to the Messiah, to leib mitzvah. No, mitzvah, you could be, you know, you could be 100 miles away. You could be in Tveria. At Bar Mitzvah, it could even be Tveria, Yechavim, Shereset, Kaima. But again, you need to be standing on. Rav Yaakov, in the Emes Liyakov, tries to make, he makes a bit of a pshara that standing, that Tosis is Maida, standing next to a property is good, in a case where when you stand next to it, it's nicker that you're a Bailin. In other words, if you stand in front of someone's house, it's not nicker you're a Bailin. So you have to be standing beside the house. If you have a field, and the field has a gate around it, you stand outside. So Tosis says it's not noticeable that it's that you're standing here out by them, so it's no good. But if you would have a case where it would be nicker that you're standing there outside by them, let's say it has no gate around it, you're right by the entrance. Well, I would pick a case like many homes. Which have a little piece of property in front of the house. And someone sits in a chair in front of the house. So it's nicker that he's a bailim. It's not guaranteed, but that's the derech of bailim. So Rabbi Yaakov says that it could be Tosis would be meider, that there are cases where betzad besa is good, or betzad chatzair is good. If it's nicker that you're sitting in the manner of a bailim. Tosis is just saying that in many cases, unless you're in the place, it's not nicker that you're a bailim. So it's a sort of a possible pshara. However, in Shulchan Aruch, it's for as a machlokes. The Mechaber says the tzad is good enough, and the Ramah says you need besaych. And the Nesivis explains why you need besaych, because it should be your yad. To be your yad, you have to mamish be there. And in Shulchan Aruch, it says not like Rabbi Yaakov is saying. It says that it's two shittas. So, Kapanim, these are two shittas in Kinyan Chatzar. Ula says, Hushay Medes Bitzad Beisa. And Rabbi Shia argues, Afilu hi bitveria bechatzera bitzipayri hi bitzipayri chatzera bitveria bitzipayri. For hi besech beisa besech chatzera titani yachikar. The hi kinisha besech beisa. The hi kinisha besech chatzera. That it's considered as if she's there. So the Gemara wants to say, what's the bachleikis? Leima ba'akim iflagi. Marsa b'chasim mishim yadis rabbi. Marsa b'chasim mishim shlifis rabbi. So this is the bachleikis. How does chasim work? Does it work al tziad? Or does it work al shlichus? What does it mean it works al shlichus? Now the Gemara here is saying that Ula holds only yad, and Rabbi Shia holds only shlichus. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? Maskan is going to be, we're going to end up la'alocha that Ula is minded is yad and is shlichus. But the Gemara at this point certainly wants to say that chatzah only works the Torah shlichus. So there's a kasha here. How could you say chatzah works the Torah shlichus? One of the places that we learn Kinyan Chatzah from is Geneva. It's Geneva. So you're going to say, Bishlam, if you say Chatzah works with Tamiyad. So good. Good. If Chatzah works with Tamiyad, so my Yad could steal for me. So my Chatzah could steal for me. But if you learn Chatzah is Mitam Shlichus, so the chatzah is like my shliach. A chiddush. Normally a shliach has to make a human being. Now I can make a chatzah a shliach. It's exeris hakasim. Chatzah works with hamshlichus. But a shliach is dvar aveira. There's no shlichus for dvar aveira. How can you say it works b'teiras shlichus? There's no shlichus for geneva. So there's no shlichus for geneva. How could chatzah work mitam shlichus to geneva? Did we really say that? What was the case where we said that? Was the case?
by the case over there with the guest that was hooked up.
Yeah. Which side held the side? This kasha is it's a Yehudic kasha. It's mentioned in the Night of Yehuda, Haka, in one of those truths that you're referring to. The kasha is mentioned elsewhere as well. I believe there's Rabbi Kiva Eger who has the kasha as well. The kasha, when you start with the kasha, it sounds a little funny. Before I get to any of the lumdis, just, does it sound funny? Imagine you're explaining it to someone who's not holding it in the studio. You tell him, the chatzu works with hamshlichus. And we have a problem, and shlich the bar aveira. What comes to mind right away? Why do we say shlich the bar aveira? Because divrei rav, divrei atam, divrei mishayim. Why is shlich the bar aveira? Because if I tell you to be my shliach, so divrei rav, divrei atam, you shouldn't listen to me, you should listen to God. So here I have a chatzur, the chatzur is my shliach. So we're saying, shliach the bar aveira. Why is the chatzur, why am I saying, the chatzur shouldn't listen to me, you should listen to God? The whole thing sounds a little strange, no? No kasha? What happens if I'm making a shliach for a dvar aveira? I'm making a shliach for a dvar aveira, so what I do is I want to steal. I want to steal a piece of jewelry. Now, if I go over to someone, I say, be my shliach, break into the store and steal it, I know he's not going to steal it. If he does, he'll do it for himself. What happens if I fool him? Let's say, I fool him in a way that he couldn't have known. Let's say I have a store. I have a jewelry store. And someone came into my jewelry store, and they put down a piece of jewelry, and they said, I want something like this. And they walked away for a minute. I make a shliach to steal that piece of jewelry. But I don't tell him he's stealing. I tell him, you know, I left my jewelry on the counter. Do me a favor, just take it and bring it home for me. Is there shlichus in such a case? Is there shlichus levar aveira in such a case? Am I claiming it? So there are chalukei deis on this issue. Rav Poskim holds that ein shlich levar aveira is a halacha psuka. Even if you figure out a case where, in your case, he couldn't have known, there's no divrei rav, divrei atam, divrei mishaymin, doesn't matter. Once it's gepaskin, it's gepaskin. And it's just a method of figuring out when shlichus works. But the divrei rav tells us shlichus, there's never shlichus for dvar aveira, period. Even if you figure out a strange case. And if so, this is a good kasha. If so, it's a good kasha here. Once we learn ein shlichus dvar aveira, so the kasha here is a good kasha. The Noigib Yehuda holds that in such a case, yesh shlichus dvar aveira. And he holds if you could fool someone enough that he couldn't have known, I mean, everybody could have known, but that he's not, there's no pshia at all, there's no mitzas pshia. You fool them totally. The Nagib Yehuda holds Yeshlech and Varavera, and he taka proves it from here. He says that's why the Chatzar works with Tam Shlichus, even though Yeshlech and Varavera. But since the Chatzar couldn't know, that's the teretz to this sugya. To why the Chatzar couldn't know. Now, what Shamshi was referring to was the second machlaikis in shlichus. We spoke about this at length last month. Machlaikis in the Nadib Yehuda, and it was his machutin, the Rabbi Yaakov Halevi Horowitz, Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz. Why do I remember? Because there's a fellow in my shul, Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz, a bacher. I showed him the tshuva, he got all excited, and he went through, there were five tshuvas on this. The argument was, we had a case where a man wanted to give his wife a get against her will, Bal Karcha, which is an Aveira b'zman hazeh. Rabbi Nageshon said that it's an Aveira. Nabi Megarish Balkarcha, but it's Chal. B'di'evet, if a man forces his wife to take it, it's Chal. We had a case where the man hired some strong people to force her to take the get. To force her to take the get. And in Nabi Yehuda Paskins, it's not a get, because Eishlech Lidvar Aveira, it's not Chal. It's an Aveira to force her to take a get. Eishlech Lidvar Aveira. If the husband gives the get bar karcha, it's chal. But if a shliach gives a bar karcha, ein shliach edvar aveira, it's not chal. Why did this mechutin, this Rabbi Yaakov Alevi Horowitz argue? Because he held one thing. He said maybe it's not an aveira. She had rishus, he had rishus and bezin, but that wasn't the main argument. His main argument was that even if ein shliach edvar aveira, but the chalois is chal. Even if it's shliach dvar aveira, it means the aveira doesn't go to the sender. But the chalois is chal. If I send someone to buy something for me on Shabbos, it's an aveira. Zok this Rabbi Yaakov Horowitz, that it's chal. Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz. But it's chal. But it's chal. I own it. The shlichus is chal. So this was a machlaikis that Yehuda held that by shlichus, the chalois is not chal. And this Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yitzchak, Horowitz tells that the chalois is chal. That when it's chal, it's just the aveira doesn't go back to the other person. But if you do it, it's chal. The get's a good get. Who gets the punishment for the aveira? The people who did it, not the person who sent him. He doesn't get the punishment. But the chalois is chal. That was the machlokes there. This Rav Horowitz said he has, I think, how many? 14 rayas. Went through 14 rayas. The Yehuda this Truva answered all 14 rayas. One of the rayas was from Gittin. Somebody who writes a get on Isurei Anah. Somebody writes a get on Shabbos. He said, if somebody writes a get on Shabbos, the get is chal. The cipher is the shliach of the Baal. The Baal, he said, has to write the get. The cipher is the shliach. So that was his raya. That even though he made a mishlech advar avera, that it was chal. But al kapodim, that was the machlokes. So weiter, our kasha by a chotzer, I ain't shlech advar avera. So like which side is it answered? If you hold that the geneva is chal, so it's answered. That really ain't shlech advar avera, but the chalois is chal. So here by the chotzer is my shliach to be kind of geneva. I ain't shliach advar aveira, taki ain't shliach advar aveira. But the chalois is chal, but the kinyan is chal. So since it's chal, therefore it works. This is a mahaloch, not like the Nevi Yehuda. It says like the Nevi Yehuda, we had the first heretz. Nevi Yehuda holds that when the chotzer has no das. That yeshlech advar aveira, even if a person has no doubt that yeshlech advar aveira. And like this Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi Horowitz, he holds that the chalais is chal. The chalais is chal, so bite it's good. If there's no aveira, why is he chayav keres? It's going to have to be that there's an aveira. When is the Aveira? The Aveira is when he locks the door. When he locks the door. I ain't shlichus. So the Aveira should be. So the Aveira should go to the chutzner, not unto him. So it could be he doesn't have an Aveira, but this Kefil. Who says Kefil is for the Aveira? Maybe Kefil is for the Chalois. The fact that Chetzei, someone else became yours. Knas for having things of someone else become yours. Who says it's for the Aveira of Geneva? I don't know, what would be the din if someone points a gun at someone else and says steal? He stole. So it was not Aveira, but it was Geneva. Is it careful? If you look up the Psak on the Shaila, you'll have an answer to what you want. Okay. So the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says that's not what they're arguing about. Gemara says, like the kuli amachas v'shem yada is rabbi. Mar savak ki yada, ma yada b'smucha, chetzer b'smucha. and therefore you have to be able to see them. The idach Rabbi Shiholti, my yada bitvuka, avchetzera bitvuka. What are you talking about? You have to be davuch to it. Ella, no, ki yada my yada mishtameres ladaita, avchetzera mishtameres ladaita, avchetzera hamishtameres shalai lada, shalai ladaita. Tomorrow we're going to do at least one more nekuda on chatzer. Take a look at the stipler from Messiah Simeon Yud Gimel. What I would like is you should know the Rebbe Kiva Eger that he brings. You can look at the Rebbe Kiva Eger too, but the stipler explains the Rebbe Kiva Eger. His Rebbe Kiva Eger is Kasha and a Teretz. Now be careful, Simeon Yud Gimel and my, the old print of the stipler. I wouldn't want you to learn the wrong stipler of Atala. So if you have the new print, just look in the beginning. Simeon Yud Gimel, I have one in my shtender. Rebbe Kiva Eger is the Kasha. Says a teretz, Stipel explains the teretz. Now Stipel has his own teretz, which is we're not going to discuss tomorrow. But there are two reasons I want to learn this Rebbe Kiva Eger. One is because Rebbe Kiva Eger's answer goes back to a yesod we discussed last month. As you know, I always like mafarshim that go back to old yesodis. It forces you to chazer the old yesod. And I was thinking that it could be Rebbe Kiva Eger's kasha on his teretz, perhaps will also answer the kasha ain't shliach dvar aveira. He doesn't talk about it. When you learn it, try to see if it answers the kasha ain't shliach dvar aveira. We're going to spend much of tomorrow on that.